This is the brief on today's massive shifts in gaming hardware and critical cybersecurity failures. From Nintendo aggressively protecting its secrets to catastrophic enterprise cloud leaks, we're examining how the digital fortresses of major tech players are defended, built, and, well, sometimes left wide open. First, Nintendo executed a massive GitHub sweep, literally eradicating 401 Switch emulator repositories, including Suyu and Skyline, in a single day. They used DMCA Section 1201 to target software bypassing their proprietary crypto keys. So is this the end of game preservation, or just Nintendo aggressively clearing the board before their next console drops? Second, Activision confirmed a native, 60 frames per second port of Call of Duty: Modern Warfare 4 for the upcoming Switch 2. Featuring NVIDIA DLSS hardware acceleration, full crossplay, and an August 28th beta, does this milestone definitively prove the Switch 2 finally has the raw compute power to compete without relying on laggy cloud streaming? Third, researchers discovered the terrifying BTR.sys exploit. Attackers are actually weaponizing Microsoft Defender's own legitimately signed boot driver to erase security systems at Ring Zero during the transient golden boot window. It's basically like a rogue security guard using their own badge to disable a building's alarm before the cameras even boot up. Finally, looking at staggering human error, Truffle Security found over 9,300 active enterprise AWS cloud keys, including 526 master root keys, leak publicly, primarily on Hugging Face. Does our frantic rush to build the AI future mean we're carelessly leaving the master keys to the corporate cloud lying around in public? Whether it's safeguarding console cryptography or auditing enterprise cloud access, today's landscape proves that true digital sovereignty requires relentless vigilance over both our code and our own human behavior.